The helicopter people, the black helicopter people with the tinfoil hats on are just all over the place when it comes to this. This whole idea of my G fund is going to disappear and all of this business. What's the real story here? What are the facts about what Secretary Geithner is doing and how this is all going
to
work?
Okay, I'd be happy to talk about that. Yes, as you mentioned at the outset, the Secretary of the Treasury, Geithner, has sent us a letter, along with others, including members of Congress, indicating that by his estimation, they have reached the limit of the public debt, which currently stands at about a little over $14 trillion. And therefore, he is unable to issue securities that would add to that debt because he has reached the statutory limit on it. Now, this has been anticipated, and indeed it was 24 years ago, right at the beginning of the TSP, when this was anticipated and dealt with in legislation. A historical point I will make, at that point the temporary public debt limit was $2.3 trillion. Today it's over $14 trillion, but nevertheless the issue is still the same. We sent legislation to Capitol Hill on April 30th of 1987 because of a pending debt limit crisis, again, scheduled for this very day, May 16th, in the year 1987, because the secretary would not be able to issue securities beginning on that date. Congress acted on our legislation within 2 weeks, and it was signed by President Reagan on May 22nd of 1987. And what it does is something very simple. It says that the G fund will be made whole for any interest lost during any so-called debt issuance suspension period. What this means in simple language is that rather than having the securities, which are a promise to pay, we now have a federal law, which is a promise to pay G fund investors everything to which they are entitled. Based on that, we continue here at the TSP our daily operations of receiving new contributions for investment. Some of those investments are going into the G fund. We continue to report those for investment in treasury issues. We take all of the inflows that happen during the course of the day. We add accrue earnings on accounts. We add new contributions to each of our 4.5 million participants' accounts. We continue to process loans and withdrawals just as we do on every other day. And at the end of this period, whenever it happens, whenever the Congress and the administration get together and agree on what a new debt limit will be, securities replicating exactly what would have been in the G fund are issued, and it's mox nix. It means nothing has happened that will be detrimental in any way to G fund investors.
All right, so I get my pay stub the next time, my next pay period, and all the money that I have deducted from my paycheck that goes into the TSP goes into the G fund, and I check my balance. What am I going to see? Is anything going to look different? Is everything going to look just as it would look ordinarily?
Because it's the G fund, every day it's going to go up a little bit, unlike the stock or F funds. Your G fund is guaranteed to earn every day. It's going to have a positive return, so that will continue. And on days when new contributions are coming in, you'll be able to check on the website and assure yourself that the new contributions have been credited to your account.
Okay, because one of the misconceptions that's floating around out there is this means that I won't be able to buy any more G fund shares, when in fact there isn't really such a thing as a share of the G fund, is there?
That's right. Yeah. What you will be, you buy shares of the other four funds.
Of the equity funds.
The equity funds and the F fund, the
right.
Fixed income fund. But in the G fund, it's a straightforward investment in a treasury security, which is a note, a debt security. Remember from our basic economics classes that that's That's what happens. You're in an equity investment. You have an ownership stake on whatever you're investing in. On a debt security, you are issued a promise to pay. You turn over your money to the issuer, who promises to pay you with interest under the terms of that debt security.
All right. I have given you kudos before because you and your team at the TSP always put this information on your site in very easy to understand language. You've got a link up on the homepage that is headlined, "The Effect of the Suspension of Issuance of Treasury Securities to the G Fund," and we're going to link to that at federalnewsradio.com so people can find that information whenever they want it, to be able to go and read it exactly as you explain it rather than reading some of the hullabaloo that's going on out there.
That's terrific, and we do want to get the word out there because I just would not want to see any G Fund investors who are seeking security of principal and earnings to fear that their G Fund investments are not safe in any way and therefore move their investments, for instance, to the so-called safety of the stock market.
That's nice and safe there.
The stock market is going to go up and down, and over time, it is a good investment. That's why we offer it. But it is not the G Fund. If what you're looking for is security of principal and interest, you should not be scared off from your G Fund investments.
All right. We'll have that information posted at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. You had some visitors at the board meeting today, I see.
We did, yes. The board invited in the leadership team from BlackRock. BlackRock is a very large investment management firm, and they happen to be the firm that manages the TSP, the four TSP funds that are not the G Fund, the C, S, I, and F funds. So they came in today for a session in an open board meeting, and as is the case in these times, the board members are always inquiring if there's anything else that we should be doing based on BlackRock's knowledge of what's going on out there in the market. They do, after all, manage $3.65 trillion of other people's money across equity, fixed income, and other sectors, and I'm pleased to report that the leader of the team, as well as others, said that with the CS, INF funds and the target date funds, the T fund, the TSP is offering its participants everything that they need, and we are doing all the right things. So that's good to hear. We'll keep asking those questions and keep, making sure that we are staying current on things. But that was a good message for us to receive today.
All right, excellent information, and we will, as I mentioned, get that G Fund information at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth so people can find out, because I guess I do know why, because it's people's own money and it's their retirements, and people get emotional about that stuff when they should be logical about it, and it is easy to understand as I analyze it a little bit, but people get really, really cranky when it comes to issues like this and start thinking of all kinds of possibilities.
That's right, and they're uncertain when politics seems to get this close. Remember, though, we are by design insulated from politics. It's one of the reasons that we're not part of the budget process. We're insulated from the politics of the budget, and we're also insulated from the politics of the debt limit. The people who put this plan together on Capitol Hill were professional politicians, and they knew that in order to maintain confidence in the program, there would have to be some very bright lines drawn, and they did draw them.
Well,